Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is now 16 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock, and Dr. Carrie Nelson with me this morning, superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District. Dr. Nelson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Dr. Nelson?
I'm doing really well.
It's Wednesday, May 27th. Here we are.
It is.
Tomorrow is the last day of class officially, is that correct?
Tomorrow is it. It will be the very last day. The year's gone really fast.
It seems like they just zip right by, doesn't it, Dr. Nelson? It does to me anyway.
You know, it does just feel like a little bit of a blank. It's been busy. My daughter's in high school, so I think that's kept me even more busy than normal. And so with her being in high school this year and all of her activities and all the activities that are going on for the entire school district, it has just been a year that's been unbelievably good, and the pace has been pretty intense.
Yeah, that's for sure. You've seen a lot of things happen throughout the course of this year, Dr. Nelson. If you look back over the year at this point, tell me a little bit about what you see overall.
You know, it's been a fantastic year with our student activities. You know, the year started with a really great football season. You know, had some nice wins there, and you know, went to the playoffs. And then as the year progressed, just I look back in the last, you know, 3 weeks with track and golf, mm-hmm. and tennis, and the success that is happening there. The fine arts has done exceptionally well with the musicals this year. All of them have been fantastic. They're currently at the theatrical awards in Des Moines this week with the musical that they did this spring. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, academically they've done well. We're not quite ready to release all the test results, but some strong gains there. And then with all of their activities, the kids have worked really hard. And, you know, that happens when, you know, staff raises expectations and puts it out there for the kids that, you know, you're capable of doing more, and the kids are really rising to the occasion, and that's exciting to see.
So overall, from in the classroom academically, which is really, I think, why we go to school, Dr. Nelson, but everything else, all the extracurricular and co-curricular activities, you've seen across the board a lot of success. Elementary, junior high, high school, you've seen it across the board.
Absolutely. It's been a year where we have seen growth. We've had some reduced behavioral referrals at the middle school level, which I think that's been very important to see. We've just seen really positive growth in all areas, and I think that goes back to setting the expectations in the classroom and working with them. You know, build their self-confidence that, you know, you are capable of more, and the students they're rising to the occasion.
Very cool. All right, Dr. Nelson, so tomorrow's the last day of class. Now, that's for students, correct, for the last day of class?
Tomorrow's the last day for class, and then Friday's the last day with staff.
What's the summer hold for the Shenandoah Community Schools? You have summer activities, summer school, lunch programs. What does it look like?
Well, we have a couple of days in here, and we go straight into our summer lunch program, which will serve meals every day, which I think that's really important for the community and for the kids, that they can come and have free meals throughout the summer. There'll be signs up all throughout the community here shortly, advertising the times and the dates that summer lunch program has been really valued in Shenandoah. You know, during COVID, we most certainly served thousands. Right now, we haven't had quite the demand, but we'll serve several hundred kids a month, and that's important to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need access to healthy meals, so we're excited about that. And we also have summer school. We've intensified our summer school at the elementary and middle school this year. And so we'll have a really intense summer session in June. then in July, we'll have some more interest camps, which are more just fun things that kids can be involved in.
What would that be? What would an example of an interest camp be, Dr. Nelson?
You know, we've done everything from baking to robotics.
Okay.
You know, a theater to dance, different things like that.
Gotcha.
That kids, it's free, mm-hmm. and it's just a great opportunity for your kids to be involved in a healthy, safe activity. Maybe give yourself also a little break at home, but it gets the kids back engaged a little bit in some different types of learning. And then in August, we're going to have a little kickoff with a little more summer school as right before the school year starts.
Okay.
So I'm pleased with that. The August session's new for us, but I've seen it work well in some different locations, and so I'm hopeful that it will help some kids transition back to the school year starting.
So, Dr. Nelson, even though this, I'm going to call it the traditional school year, is rapidly coming to an end here tomorrow and then the following day, you're going to transition pretty quickly into your summer programming. So really, it just, I mean, one thing to the next, you go right into it pretty quickly.
We do. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, it's an intense school year for the students and for the staff, but there are a lot of students in our communities that don't have other opportunities in the summer. There's, you know, we don't live in an urban area. And mm-hmm. so sometimes for there to be activities for kids to do, schools and churches and other community partners really have to step up and think, what are we going to provide for our kids to do? Otherwise, they get themselves in a whole lot of trouble. So one, it's an academic boost, and I think that's really important. And I also think it's really incumbent upon the community to step up and look at what opportunities are available to keep our kids healthy and safe and engaged in positive activities in the summer, keeping them involved in doing the good things.
You bet. Absolutely. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me, superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District. Okay, Dr. Nelson, let's go a little bit farther. Let's look forward into next year, because officially we'll be in the WIC next year. So a little different look next year for conference standing. So that's coming up.
The WIC will be official July 1. As I was looking at some of the schedules, you know, for this next fall, you know, some familiar teams that we've played, but, you know, there will be a few new ones on our lineup, but it should be a good transition. I think we've already started to meet with their superintendents, their ADs, and their principals have been meeting on a regular basis, so that's been really positive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of planning and good communication that's occurring. So we're excited about the change and the new opportunity ahead there.
All right, Dr. Nelson, construction-wise, what are we doing construction-wise? I know that there's some projects you're looking ahead or looking forward to. Tell me about some of those.
We have continued work on our HVAC system at the K-8. We're replacing heat pumps. We won't be doing that until starting some in the fall.
Okay.
And then into next summer. But we're continuing to work on that same facility plan that we've had for a couple of years. And that's phasing in the work at the K-8. And a lot of that involves roofs and sections of the roof, and then also DOAS systems, and then the heat pump replacement. But that work will be continuing, but we are at the point that we'll need to start looking at renewing our PEPL to continue some of that work. And so that will be a conversation point for the board this summer. But it's always been well supported in Shenandoah, and I trust that it will be again. But, you know, the funds are used to do that type of work. They're there to take care of your facilities, and that's a point of pride for our community, is to have nice facilities that are well taken care of and safe places for our kids to learn in. And so that's, as we look at PEPL, we'll be talking about some of the projects that are coming next.
Okay. So, like I said, even though we're transitioning to summer, there's still a lot on your desk, Dr. Nelson, it sounds like to me.
There's always plenty to do.
Hopefully there's a time to step away for just a little bit and take a breath and enjoy the summer.
You know, I wrote about that in my blog, actually. I wrote about taking a little bit of a break and making the best of it this summer. And, you know, I will be working this summer, but I'm confident that I'll take a little time off with my family and, you know, take care of myself and, you know, just get recharged a little bit, because the school year does get a little intense and everybody needs to step back and take a break and reflect a little bit on what went well, what are some changes that need to be made. How can you take care of yourself mentally and physically so that you're able to go back and lead in the fall?
You bet.
And so that's important to do, and most certainly will take a little bit of time. I don't know that I'm going to take a large vacation this summer, but I do know that we'll take maybe some little mini ones throughout the summer.
So you don't just walk out of class on the last day and then walk in the beginning of the next year, Dr. Nelson, and have the full. That's not the way it works. So sometimes that perception is out there, but that's not the way it works.
I'm typically planning a good year out.
Uh-huh.
So even though this whole year is wrapping up, I'm thinking about the end of next school year and what we need to be doing.
So I was just curious, how are you staffing-wise, Dr. Nelson, looking ahead of next year? Are you full? Are you looking for a couple of positions, or where are you at staffing-wise?
We are still looking for 2 math teachers at this time.
All right.
We had 2 later resignations that opened those vacancies, and we're working on some advertising with that and trying to get those positions filled. We're also looking at what we can do creatively within the system. Sometimes you just have to make some adjustments and realign with the people that you have. And so we're having a plan B conversation, which that's something I always talk about at graduation. Plan B is not a bad thing.
Right.
It's necessary. And so right now we're working on a plan B in the event that those 2 positions aren't filled.
How are things at the Ignite School? Do you continue, or do you see continued growth there? Are there changes planned with Ignite, or are you going to continue as you are?
With Ignite, I think we are adding a few staff positions that we added over the school year that will really help us, because we are continuing to grow. And we're right now around 380 students that are in the program. Mm-hmm. And with that, there's a lot of contact that needs to be made with the kids to keep them engaged and focused. I was exceptionally pleased. In January, we graduated close to 40 students at the mid-year graduation. And then we had 2 graduations this spring. We had one at our high school for our main campus, and we also had one for Ignite. And we graduated over 70 students at the Ignite graduation.
Wow.
There. So, you know, that's 110 students that graduated this year with our online school, that many of them might not have earned a high school diploma without that opportunity available to them.
Very cool. All right, Dr. Nelson, what does your day hold today, Dr. Nelson, with here toward the end of this, when you get to class or at your desk, maybe you're there now, I don't know, but what's in front of you today?
Today's a fun one. There's a 5th grade and 6th grade track and field day. And it's also preschool graduation. And I think everyone knows I really enjoy the preschoolers because they're in my office building.
Mm-hmm.
But the track is also, when I look out my office window, that's what I see. I see the football field and the track. So I think that between preschool graduation and the track and field, I'm probably going to be out a little bit running around and hanging out with some of my favorite people, which are the students in our school district.
Very good. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me. Dr. Nelson, anything else we need to touch on this morning?
No, I just want to thank you for the ongoing communication and your willingness just to talk about, you know, what really happens in the school, and, you know, help us get that news out every week. I appreciate visiting with you and sharing with the community, and I always, every year, I want to thank you for your willingness to continue to have these conversations on Wednesdays.
I can tell you that we love to do it. We love talking about our schools. We love talking about all the good things that are happening. Sometimes there are things that are not so great necessarily, but man, do we love to highlight the good things that are going on. So love to do it.
We appreciate that.
Good things. And Dr. Nelson, it is a real pleasure to work with you, and you're always so open about everything that's going on. We certainly appreciate it. Very cool.
Thank you.
Make it a great day, Dr. Nelson. I appreciate the time.
You as well.
Dr. Carrie Nelson with me this morning, superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District. And our thanks to Dr. Nelson for visiting with me this year, and all of the staff and administration that we've had the opportunity and pleasure to visit with as we've moved along through the school year this year. And here we are, summertime.
Up in the morning and out to school.